What is up, everybody? This is my first podcast episode. Consider this episode numero uno. I'm not really sure if this is even working, so bear with me. I don't know if this is going to be a regular thing. I was sitting here playing some Madden, and I was like, you know what? I want to film a podcast. I always wanted to, and I haven't. So what better time than now? If not now, then when? You feel me? A little bit of backstory before we get into it. I am a personal trainer, a powerlifter coach, and a competitive powerlifter myself. I also post on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube Shorts on the regular. Film content about powerlifting, about health and wellness, and all things in between. And this episode, we are going to be talking about a couple different topics, starting with topic number one, which is how to not let bad training sessions ruin your entire week of training. This is an interesting topic for me, because I think if you would have asked me this question a couple months ago even, I would not know how to answer it. But because now I am a more experienced and smarter lifter, it's easier for me to kind of answer. Number one is it's completely okay to be upset in the moment. Shitty training session, stuff doesn't feel good, you work really, really hard to make lifts feel good and they don't. And that's all right to be a little pissed off, to be a little upset. But whenever it starts carrying over into other training sessions, that's whenever it is a serious issue. And you solve this with a couple of different ways. Number one is understanding that it's okay to have bad training sessions. It doesn't mean that you ruined progress or you didn't make progress that day. Bad training sessions are going to happen. It's part of life, part of the sport, and dealing with that is exactly what you have to do. It sucks, but it's okay. The next step is look back at the training session. I take notes on each of my training sessions. You don't have to be that anal about it. But I can then look back and say, okay, this training session was bad. Why? What did I do yesterday? What did I do the day before that? If the answer is, oh, yesterday I ate a bunch of junk food, didn't get a lot of sleep, hey, that's probably what's wrong. And that's okay. Bounce back, do better the next week, do better the next training session. Knowing the why is always the best option on moving forwards from a bad training session. Why did this happen? Was it outside factors? Was it I overshot RPE? Was it fatigue? Looking at it and being like, okay, why did this happen will help so much moving forwards and getting over it. Because if you don't know why it happened, there's no reference point on how to move forwards, how to get over it, how to understand that shit happens. Like if there's zero point of reference, then there's no way to move on from that. There's no explanation. So that's tip number one or two, I don't know, whichever one we're on, is find out the why. And then from there, you can, honestly, that part usually takes care of it. Knowing why it happened, you're like, oh, of course, yeah, I got fucking 5 hours of sleep last night. Of course I'm fatigued and I'm not being able to progress the way I want to. And of course, outside factors are weighing in, like, duh. But once you know the why, it makes it a lot easier. If you know the why and you're still pissed off about a bad training session, I always think of it this way. This is where other hobbies and having an outside life in the gym is so important. If you don't have outside hobbies and you don't have an outside life, training is all you have. And if it's bad, your entire life is bad. And if it's good, your entire life is good. So you're putting everything, all your eggs in one basket. Everything is riding on good or bad training sessions. I usually, luckily, I have outside hobbies that I love doing. I play golf. I like to hang out with my fiance, which is an outside hobby, technically, I guess. I don't know. I play video games. So I have all these things that I can kind of come back to. I can kind of hit up whenever things aren't going the way that I want them to go. If you have outside hobbies, do one of those things. If you know the why, you're still pissed off, leave the training session, go play a hobby. Go play golf. Go play basketball. Go hit up some friends and go hang out. Like, find something to kind of distract yourself from the bad training session. And the next point is, it's okay to be mad, to be upset. It's all right. Your feelings are valid. Don't let it affect other things. The way I do that is writing it out. Hey, this went bad today. Why did it go bad? That's why it went bad. And then I go hit up some other hobbies, and I'm freaking set, dude. That's all for tip number whatever for the first topic of today, of how to not let a bad training session ruin the whole week or ruin your day. And that brings me on to topic number two for the day, which is how to bounce back from injury or pain. This is on my mind right now because I'm actually going through a quad / glute / knee pain recently. It's not an injury, it's a pain. And I have a list of 5 steps that's probably going to turn into 10 steps because I'm a rambler about how to bounce back from it. Luckily, my pain didn't take me out of training. It just made me lessen my training a little bit, but it didn't, you know, fully take me out of the game or anything. But some people get seriously injured and they can't come back. Or they can't come back immediately, and it takes weeks or months to come back. And hopefully none of you have to go through that, but I'm sure eventually you all will. So here is my 5-step guide on how to bounce back from injury or pain with some explanation behind that. Number one is address if it's pain or if it's injury. There is a big difference. Pain is just brain signals going to that muscle, being like, hey, this doesn't feel good. Injury is something is broke, tore, out of place, not right. Big, big difference. How do you address if it's injury or pain? Couple ways. One is if your leg doesn't work anymore, for example, right? Like you're squatting and then you stand up and your knee hyperextends and you're on the floor staring at the bottom of your foot, you can usually tell that that's an injury, not just pain. If you are, for example, like squatting and you stand up and something kind of like flexes weird, that's probably a pain, not an injury. Injury means something is actually wrong. Something is broke, tore, messed up. Pain is just like, hey, this hurts, or hey, this doesn't feel good. Not feeling good and hurting isn't the same thing either. Sometimes it just feels uncomfortable, which is fine. So you got to address that first. Number two is if it's pain or injury, no matter what, find the cause. What did you do to cause this pain? What did you do to cause this injury? If it's something that you don't have to do to practice the sport of powerlifting, stop doing it. Hey, I was snowboarding and now my knee's all jacked up because of I was snowboarding all weekend and then I come in on Monday and I can't squat. Yeah, no shit, dude. You were snowboarding for fucking hours and hours over the weekend. That makes sense. Of course, have outside hobbies, but just know, hey, maybe on the weekends that I want to snowboard, I shouldn't then come into the gym and expect to be able to squat super, super heavy because I have this pain in my knees, in my quads, in my whatever you have the pain in. If the cause is due to a powerlifting movement, every single time you squat, without fail, you have back pain. If every single time you deadlift, you have quad pain. That is whenever you need to address that cause and fix what you're doing wrong. Movements shouldn't hurt you. Back squatting shouldn't hurt. Bench shouldn't hurt. Deadlift shouldn't hurt. There's a root problem. For example, me, my quad hurt during deadlifts. This was because I was deadlifting uneven. My left leg was locking out way before my right leg, making my right leg take the majority of the load of deadlifts. How did we address this? We then looked at my videos, saw that one leg was uneven. So now I do banded deadlift work to pull me to one side, get me used to displaying that evenly. And then, bada bing, bada boom, it feels better. We also remembered that I stopped doing my warm-up fully. I stopped warming up my glutes. Big no-no. I'm just lazy. Started doing that. Guess what? No more quad pain. Boom. Address if it's injury or pain. Find the cause and then fix that pain or injury. That brings me, that's the next step, is fix the pain or injury. If you know the cause, you know, each time you do XYZ, it hurts. You got to address that. You got to say, okay, I'm doing this wrong. So how do I fix if I'm doing it wrong? There's multiple different ways. One, if you have a coach, send the videos. Say, hey, it hurts whenever I do this. What's wrong? If you want and you don't have a coach, you can probably ask social media. Maybe you'll get a lot of different fricked up answers, but you got to figure out what you're doing wrong. I always suggest sending it to your coach, going to a physical therapist, a really, really good physical therapist, someone who's designed for sport, not old people. And they will be like, oh, this is what's wrong. You'll go to them with your symptoms and you can say, oh, it's because you do this, this way, let's fix it. That is addressing the cause and figuring out why that is what it is. Now it's time to fix the cause and fix the pain / injury. Super, super simple to say, not so simple to do. If your leg really, really hurts whenever you back squat, you've addressed everything, you looked at it, your back squat's real fucked up, you then go in and readjust your back squat, guess what, dude? You're fixing it right then and there. You're crushing. You doing other movements to help you with that one movement is fixing it. Okay, but now it's time to fix the injury or the pain. Massage, soft tissue work, stretching, foam rolling, activation work. These are all a list of things that you can do to fix the pain or injury. If it's an injury, rest and recovery, physical therapy, casts, you know, like surgery is an option, right? Like depending on how serious your injury is, all of those are options. But fixing the pain and fixing the injury and fixing the cause all at the same time. You can't do one without the other. If you don't fix the cause first and you fix the pain or injury is just going to keep on happening and coming back over and over and over again. Like if each time you deadlift, you don't brace your core and you have a super, super rounded back and you overshoot RPE, and each time you deadlift, you throw out your back, guess what, dude? Fixing the pain or injury is only going to last as long as you don't deadlift for. So you got to fix the cause and the pain and injury at the same time. And number 5 is stay the course. Remember that it's okay to feel pain. It's okay to get injured, but follow those steps. Once it's clear, don't stop doing what helped you heal it. That's the biggest mistake I see with powerlifters or with lifters in general, is they fix the pain or injury. And they were like, yeah, dude, I just wasn't warming up my glutes. So I started doing that. Easy peasy. Went away. And then you ask them like 3 months later, oh man, how's deadlifts going? And then the pain has come back and they didn't stay the course. They didn't continue to warm up their glutes every single deadlift session. Like, dude, no wonder the pain or the injury came back, because you're doing the same shit that hurt it in the first place. You got to stay the course, dude. You got to, it sucks. Warm-ups suck, but you got to just continue doing what helped, and it will continue to help and make you better. Now, this doesn't go so much for injury, because like don't continue to get knee surgery if you don't need knee surgery anymore, but obviously you understand what I mean. Stay the course. Understand that it's okay to do rehab every once in a while. It's okay to lift light every once in a while. But remember that pain's going to happen. Injury's going to happen. And don't stop doing the thing that helped you get to the point where you're at and helped heal the injury if you don't want to have the injury or the pain again. And that is all I really have to talk about today. Super short podcast episode, about 16 or 17 minutes. I hope you all enjoy. Sorry if this sounds bad. Sorry if it's weird. Sorry if it's a little strange. But again, I was literally sitting on my couch playing Madden and was like, you know what? I've always wanted to film a podcast. Went to school for digital media, filmed a podcast episode then. Don't try to find it. I think it disappeared forever, luckily. And was like, you know what? I always said I wanted to do this, so why not freaking do it right now? So I hopped on, found two topics to talk about, and here we are. So this might be a weekly thing. It might not. I'm not sure. I didn't film this one. I just recorded it. So we will see how this all sounds and see how you all perceive it. Thank you all so much for listening. And make sure to add this, follow this if you're on Apple. I don't know what you do on Spotify, but I'll probably upload it to Spotify as well. Why not? On YouTube, make sure you subscribe. And you can head over to my socials at ThePaulCrone and follow all of those for all the powerlifting and gym advice that you could ever want or need. Thank you all so much, and I will talk to you all in the next one. Deuces.